What's up, guys? Boxing with B.
Hey, what about the paycheck?
All right. So this weekend, we saw Errol Spence step into the ring with Danny Garcia. We talked about it last week. We mentioned, you know, Errol Spence. Yeah, he was in a car accident. And that's where you even said, let's see how he turns out. Let's see if the car accident affected him. Because you said, I got Errol Spence, but I don't know. You're like, I hope we see the same Errol Spence. We saw the fight.
Same Errol Spence.
Same Errol Spence.
You know, once we like Sean Porter, you had to wait to the first round and you saw nothing changed.
Yeah. And give credit to Danny Garcia. In that first round, he tried to take the fight to Spence. He tried to initially go in there and take charge. But you can't. I didn't see that.
I just saw it.
What do you mean you didn't see that? He went in there and tried to be aggressive right away.
He didn't go be aggressive. Errol Spence punched him and he started backing up. He didn't go forward like he said he was going to go forward.
Hey, once you feel someone's power, then you start backing up. Danny Garcia.
And you know what?
You know,
didn't they say in there that Danny Garcia never lost to a southpaw in all the five fights he's had with southpaw?
I don't know if that exact
statement. I believe that was it.
I know that they did say that he fights well against southpaws because of that left hook that lands for him.
Five of them and he beat all five except for number six.
Errol Spence is just something else, man.
He's an elite of all the elites, I think.
And you know what? Like we said before, Errol Spence felt like he had to go in there and prove to everybody that he still was the same Errol Spence before the car accident. And Danny Garcia had to go in there and prove that he can go in there with top, top guys and put on the performance and win. He had one loss, two loss. Third time,
the elites.
Another loss.
The elites.
Yeah, Sean Porter, Keith Thurman. And now Errol Spence Jr. Errol Spence Jr. Put on a great performance.
Errol Spence Jr. was a great fight, yes. He did a great fight with Danny Garcia, but to me, so far, the best I've seen, Spence, Porter.
Yeah, that was a good one. Porter really took the fight to him. He wanted to earn that fight. Mm-hmm. It was a good fight. But Danny Garcia versus Spence, if you tuned in, I was not disappointed with the performance. I think Danny Garcia, he showed glimpses of going in there and, you know, trying to wake up. His dad, though, I felt in the corner, just accepted it. Like, he knew his son was losing. It was just like, he just kept telling him, Danny, you know, come on, please. That reminds me of
Mikey Garcia. What? When his brother was trying to tell him, when he fought Spence, that he saw that he wasn't going to do nothing. And Mikey Garcia is great.
But you know what? The difference, there are two Garcias here. Yeah. Two Garcias that we're talking about. But yeah. Errol Spence has said this before. He said he didn't want to knock out Mikey Garcia. That's what he has said.
Yeah.
And in this fight, it looked like towards the end, he turned it up. He wanted to try to get that knockout.
What he wanted to do is to prove to the world, because everybody had doubt that there's no doubt, I'm still here.
Yeah, I think so.
But you know what? He got lucky. His guardian angel was with him, because that accident left him pretty bad. And you know what? I like what he said. He moved out of the city. He has a ranch now, raising cows, raising horses.
At the end, he said, I'm going to go buy more horses.
Chickens and everything.
Yeah, exactly.
So he's doing good for himself. He's isolating himself from everything. So
I thought that was a good fight. Now, the name that has come up is Manny Pacquiao with Errol Spence.
Oh, that'll be an easy fight for Errol Spence.
Yeah?
Easy.
You know, a lot of people don't want to.
Yeah, that'd be great.
They don't want to take that away from Manny. They still say, I've seen a lot of like comments like, "Oh, Manny still has it in him."
Manny doesn't have it against him.
At Manny and Thurman.
That was just a fluke, too. I think Thurman took him too lightly and paid the price.
Why would you take a legend so lightly?
Because he's old now. They say, simple as that.
So then, if you say he's old, then you got beat by an old man.
Yep.
Man.
Well, here's a good example. Manny Pacquiao, the first time he met Eric Morales, he took him lightly. And Eric beat him. Manny came back and took the revenge, but he beat him.
Okay, so in the audience, Terrence Crawford was there.
Terrence Crawford says, I want him, but then he makes excuses. If you really want to be the top, you have to respect the top. When it's 60-40, make it happen. And after the 60-40, guess what? You win the belts, you call your shot.
Well, he thinks he's up there, too.
Oh, he's up there. He's up there.
Yeah, so he thinks it should
be. He thinks he should be the really lit. No, he's not an Errol Spence.
Ooh.
He's not Errol Spence. Errol Spence.
So you think he's great, but he's not Errol Spence great in your eyes?
No. After I saw where he's at, nah.
Okay, so he looked well against Kell Brook, Terrence Crawford.
Yes.
But then you have, so you have that as your last fight.
You're
and
talking
then
about
you have,
a Cal Brook that's already tainted.
Yes.
So yes.
And then you have Errol Spence taking on Danny Garcia, a young, around the same age fighter.
Yeah, they're on the same
still
age.
Top guy.
Yep.
So the competition.
Never been knocked down, never done anything.
The competition on that side, I would say, goes in Errol's favor.
Errol has fought elite fighters.
Now they had Terrence Crawford, they showed him. And what happened when the camera pointed at him? Everybody booed him.
A lot of people booed him because first, he's
one
in Texas.
Yes, it's Texas.
Second, they didn't like the point where he said he
Spence's
can't expect
hometown.
60-40 either. All right. So a lot of, they want to see the fight, take the fight.
All right. So let's say that fight somehow magically happens. It's next weekend. Who, well, from what you saw,
Spence will take him.
Spence will take him.
It'll be a. It will,
what if it's next year?
Spence will take him. Spence is not that old compared to him. They're almost the same age,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I think Errol Spence is younger than him.
So, you know, they'll go at it. You know, Terrence Crawford has fought.
I'm just trying to dissect your brain.
I'm trying to see the elite in their prime, in their thing. Has he fought? None, because a lot of people do avoid him. So I'll give him that, too. They avoid him. But, you know, there's a... And in that audience, there was a young guy named Sean Porter that said he's the number one contender for the WBC and IBF. But he's also a mandatory number one for the WBO. It's his boy still. You know, they're friends. But when he said, would you still fight your friends? He goes, oh, hell yeah. So that'd be a great fight because Sean Porter gave a good fight. Oh, that'd be great because Sean Porter gave a great fight to Errol Spence. 12 rounds all the way through. I go one back,
that
one back.
That 11th round. Was it 11 or, oh, I don't know, 11 or 12th round that dropped
11th,
him
11th
is,
round.
Is the one
and then
that.
Came back to that. But,
he even knew, like I said before.
But it's okay. You know, that'd be a great fight. Terrence Crawford beats Sean Porter, knocks him out in 3 rounds. Then you would be thinking, okay, wait a second. Maybe we do have something here different, but I doubt it.
Until
you know what?
Then, I mean.
I think me personally.
Yeah.
Porter might pull that.
Porter would beat Terrence Crawford.
Correct. That's Ooh. Me. I like Ooh. Porter.
Let's see these matchups happen.
I hope they do happen. I hope. He doesn't go that 60-40 with Sean Porter either, which I doubt Sean Porter would have to do the opposite because he's not the belt holder.
Well, more news that came out. A joke, really. Floyd Mayweather Jr. to step out of retirement for another exhibition match against a YouTuber.
That'll be great. Hopefully
Logan
he knocks him out.
Paul,
knock
the
him out,
bigger,
Floyd.
The
Floyd,
older
knock
brother.
Him out. Knock him out, Floyd. Knock him out, please.
It's an exhibition.
It's okay. He could exhibition him. You know, drop him.
Would you buy it?
Yes, just to see Logan Paul get dropped and done.
I would just buy it just to watch Floyd back in the ring.
Floyd's, yeah. He was the guy I followed from the beginning of his career with the Chicanito Hernandez to get a WBC belt to the end of his career for McGregor. No, that wasn't a legit fight.
Yeah.
McGregor did what he had to do.
Well, this upcoming weekend. So this upcoming weekend, we have Anthony Joshua and Pulev. They're stepping into the ring. That one should be a good fight. Pulev puts on a good show, too. But, I mean, it should be an relatively easy win, I would say, for Joshua.
Not really. That's what happens if the Joshua from Reese shows up and gets knocked out. This kid could
well,
knock
I
him out.
Well, I would assume that Joshua already learned his lesson and doesn't take any fighter lightly.
But is he going to be able to take a punch? This guy's not with that fast hands and a heavy sit coming overweight or nothing.
That's true.
This guy actually trains and stays at his weight where he's supposed to, where he's a big puncher, too.
All right. So you think it could be close?
It could be close.
Who are you taking for? Like, who are you taking with the win?
I'll take the challenger.
You got Pulev winning.
Pulev winning. Hopefully by knockout.
Okay. Yep. Then we also have Shakur Stevenson, versus Toka Clary.
I'll take Shakur Stevenson
by
knockout.
That one is the main event. And then undercard, I'm reading it off here because I didn't want to write it all down.
Yeah.
It's a list. You got Felix Verdejo stepping back into the ring. He's been exciting to watch again ever since he made his comeback. We'll see how he does. I mean, he looked well in the last one.
Yeah.
So let's see if he gets another surprising knockout, quick knockout.
Starts
we'll see how it goes.
Bringing his name back up.
And
so.
It's like the exciting fighters are back. That we saw when boxing first came back from quarantine, COVID quarantine. Then you got Edgar Berlanga, the Puerto Rican kid coming up, knockout. Last fight he went up, he knocked the guy out. He jumps onto the corner and he looks at Andre Ward and he says, I'm a monster.
At 154?
I don't remember what weight.
He's at 154. Look out.
I think
Charlo's there.
He's a kid. I mean, and he's... What I liked before is one of the first interviews that I saw of him, he didn't say, like, give me the top guys. He had said, look, I'm just starting out. You know, I want, you know, I need to get better. I need to get better. I need to learn from each fight. Now, I mean, he's got Tracy Morgan in his corner. He's got Fat Joe in his corner, all rooting for him.
Well, they're rooting for him, but they're not in the ring with him.
Exactly. But, I mean, so far, so good. He looks good in the ring. He looks like he puts in his work.
Well, we'll find out when he fights the elites. Out.
Clay Collard, Cassius Clay Collard, the one that became the favorite. Quarantine favorite.
He came out of nowhere and started beating up. He was the underdog that was supposed to lose, but won the fights.
We were supposed to see him again. And then he got COVID, I think.
Yeah, COVID's a dangerous thing. Thank God he's well.
Yeah.
COVID's dangerous.
Stepping back into the ring, that'll be a good one to watch. And then Robeson Ramirez is also fighting right before Clay Collard. He's fighting against a Saul Juarez, I think like 6 or 8 rounds, but still fun
to
watch
him. To watch.
And then we have Jesse Rodriguez stepping into the ring again. He looked impressive in his last one. This is Joshua Franco's brother.
There you go. It's two good fighters in.
So, I mean, he put in a
also
great performance the last time.
Also training out of Moreno Valley with
Robert Garcia. So we should see another good performance there.
Good fighters. Robert's
like
camp has
young,
good fighters.
This is a young fight card.
Yep.
Like from start, from
except
the headline
for the heavy,
to
except
the,
for the heavyweights.
Well, yeah. I mean, Shakur Stevenson.
Oh, Shakur Stevenson was a kid. Yeah, he's an Olympian.
You know, from the headline to the bottom, it's from the start, you know, it's all young guys and they're all exciting ones to watch. So
yeah, Shakur is great.
I would say tune in. You know, don't miss out.
Yeah, he's not a Floyd Mayweather, but he has a little appearance.
Hey, isn't he also the one that said, I don't want to be called the next Floyd. No. I want
to
be
Shakur. He wants to be
Stevenson.
Himself. Yes, he wants
and
to.
And he's like, I don't mind resembling or
Tupac
doing, you know,
do
following
it.
Him.
Tupac will do it.
All right. Well, that's all.
Lights out.